You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So most people say that the last three movies in the Star Wars trilogy were, let's just say, not up to par.
They were ho-hum.
Yeah, I guess we could say the same about 1, 2, and 3. So 1, 2, and 3, 7, 8, and 9.
Yeah.
But now J.J. Abrams has come out and he has ticked off a lot of people. Because his announcement was essentially saying, yeah, we didn't even plan it. We just kind of winged it. We just kind of shot from the hip. We didn't really have a plan. And now there's a guy who's a friend of mine. He's a big time science fiction writer. Kevin J. Anderson. He lives down in Monument. And he has written some Star Wars books. And he's been very involved with that kind of stuff. And he had a great post about this last night. He said, this enrages me that they would take a franchise as valuable as this.
Yes.
And have no forethought whatsoever with what they were doing. And here's the finish. They knew they were going to make $1 billion per movie.
Yep.
So they're like, we don't even have to plan it. We can just do anything.
That's the thing. Yeah. They just feel like it was built in money no matter what they did.
I can see why people are upset.
Yep. Not cool. JJ.
Yeah, he says maybe we should have planned it. I got a couple of news for nerd stories for you quickly. One has to do with the fact that when a 3-day weekend or some other vacation is coming up, it seems as if time drags until you get to that.
Sure does.
And then when that 3-day weekend gets there, it seems to fly by.
Mm-hmm.
And researchers at Ohio State say that, yes, it's true. Our perception of time does get skewed. It gets all wonky when we have something fun that's coming up. And they said it is absolutely the exact opposite when you have something coming up that you're not excited about, mm-hmm. you're dreading.
Comes quick,
they say
right?
Then the time flies and suddenly you're doing it and then it seems to last forever.
Uh-huh.
We can't win.
That is some weird time stuff going on.
And then the one I like the most is we've had people, anytime you and I, Jeremy, have done a thing on the show that says, what's the worst sound?
Yes.
We've done worst sound Hall of Fame.
Yes, we have.
And a ton of people say, it drives me crazy to hear other people chewing, smacking, swallowing.
My mom does this constantly when I'm on the phone with her. Mom, put down
you
the
hate
sandwich.
It, don't you?
I hate it.
Well, you are suffering from something known as misophonia.
I knew I had it.
Misophonia is where common sounds like chewing or heavy breathing drive you bonkers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now we've got more researchers. Another university study. They scanned people's brains. And they have found what happens is if you have misophonia, because for some people they don't care, but if you have misophonia, the sound you're hearing from somebody else chewing is triggering a part of your brain that it doesn't trigger in other people. And that's the part that normally is active when you are chewing.
Oh, okay.
Okay? So they say what's happening is that your brain is treating this as some sort of intrusion, like you are invading my space.
Right.
And it kind of gives you the urge, subconsciously, to chew or swallow, and you're not eating anything. So it drives you crazy.
Insane. I get it.
So now there is a reason why you feel that way. It's called misophonia.
All right. Now we know. I got it.
That's your news for nerds for this morning. What else is trending?
Trending locally. This is good news for our company and fans around Colorado. Ball Arena has received approval to increase capacity to 10,500 for your Avalanche and Nuggets games.
Because it was like 7,700, is
that
right?
Yeah, we're at about 57.3% of the venue's total capacity. So we can get just shy of 11,000 people in there now for games. And I would imagine that's going to slowly start creeping back up. So that's huge news. That's really good news.
It'll sound more impressive now when they do the everybody clap your hands. Because when it's only like 12
people
in there,
and they're off on it, you know, that doesn't sound good at all. Here's your crap on celebrities. Big news yesterday, NBC has locked in plans to fill the void created by the upcoming conclusion of the Ellen DeGeneres show. They're going to be sliding Kelly Clarkson in there, Dom. The Kelly Clarkson Show, which has been around for a couple of years now. So she's got a pretty good following. I think they just signed her for a couple more years.
In Denver, is that on in the morning?
You bet it is. I don't know. I've never seen it once, but I hear that she's charming, and it's a very entertaining show.
Hey,
I don't
look,
know.
People like Kelly Clarkson.
Absolutely. She's extremely charming. I'm not even joking about that. She's kind of goofy and fun. This story does say that she is on 200 stations around the country and will be the next daytime headliner or something. Or no, she's billed currently as a daytime headliner. And now
she's got to be pumped, man.
Now into the afternoons taking Ellen's spot. No joke. That's a huge promotion. Huge,
Kelly Clarkson Show, Denver.
Denver.
Let's see.
Beep, boop, bop. Hey, Google.
KMGH, Channel 7.
Oh, Channel 7. I like Channel 7.
Okay.
Very good.
We only had like four choices.
Now we know. That Lisa Hidalgo on there is just, she's almost as charming as Kelly Clarkson.
It says 2 p.m., so I guess it's not a morning
show. Okay.
It's early afternoon.
All right. Kim
Aren't there supposed to be soap operas on at 2 o'clock?
I don't know. Are those still on anymore?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who knows? Kim Kardashian is in trending today. I don't know if you guys knew this, but she's practicing to become a lawyer. I guess in California, you don't have to go to law school to become a lawyer. Instead, you do like a four-year apprenticeship with a law firm, and then you take the actual bar exam. But before the bar exam, you have to take something called the baby bar.
The baby
the
bar.
The little baby bar. It's a little tiny baby bar.
But you got to pass that too, right?
She didn't pass it. Uh-oh. You needed a 560 to pass, whatever that means. And she got a 474. And now, on tonight's episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, you can hear Kim talk about how much of a failure she is.
I object to this test. I'm a failure.
You're worth $1 billion, Kim. You're not a failure. Pick yourself up. New features coming to Facebook and Instagram. You can now hide your like counts on both social media platforms. You have to go into like a settings thing and engage them.
What do they mean? They're saying
that you can hide your likes. You can basically what they're saying is this is going to help reduce anxiety and social pressure to, you know, constantly look at your likes, see how many you have, see if your posts are performing well. You're not going to get freaked out if they're not performing well. There's different options where you can hide it from everybody looking at your profile and you can still see it. And then from what I understand, I think there's you can just hide it all so nobody can see it, including you. So
who's going to do that?
I don't know. I could see hiding it from other people so they can't see how many likes your post got. But I would still like to know, you know, if it's performing well. I'm okay with that.
All right.
I guess just having other people see it maybe drives you nuts. I don't know. I don't know, Dom. Apparently, it's jacking with a bunch of people, though. So
well, I'll tell you what's jacking with people
is
Facebook's algorithm of who they will show your message to. Because you think, oh, I've got 300 friends.
Yeah.
They are going to show my post to all 300 people. And they don't. They do not. And it just depends. There's a lot of factors. So you might only have 15 friends who actually see your post, unless they go to your page, but just on their newsfeed.
Yeah.
It is a total crapshoot, man. It's algorithms.
It's all algorithms. It's how you hashtag it. And it's like, it's if they don't look at your posts a lot, it's, yeah, you're not going to come up. So.
Yeah.
Try to be a little more interesting on your post, Dom. That's what it boils down to, dude. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's kind of weird. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. Some guy on Twitter recently found out his girlfriend was cheating on him after the dude she cheated with told him in what this story is saying the most brilliant way ever. Meh. So the guy that she cheated with left a note under the toilet seat. It was on the bottom of the toilet seat. So basically when the actual boyfriend showed up and lifted the seat to use the restroom, he saw the note. I don't see how that's so brilliant because she's got to lift the lid to use the restroom
too. No, but it's under the seat and a woman will never lift the seat.
But it wasn't, let me look at the picture. Was it under the lid or the seat?
I think it was under the seat. The lid, she would see it, but the seat,
the
she
seat,
will never
she would
ever
not.
Pull. She would not. Only her other boyfriend would pull that up, hopefully.
Right. Well, some guys don't.
So that was the idea, is that it's hidden.
Let me look at the
from
picture.
Her.
Hold on, I have to follow the link. Okay, yeah, it is under the seat.
It's the seat.
I thought it was under the lid.
So, glad okay. We got that
so that's kind of brilliant. So, yeah.
So now you're on board.
Now I'm okay with this. So anyway, if you want to see what he wrote, this is how we're going to get you onto our Facebook with those algorithms. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.